Mary Coughlin, chairperson of Donegal GAA. We're here for the launch of Carja Dún na n-Eall, and I suppose it's been about now for a couple of weeks, so it has, but this is really to get it off the ground. Maybe you'll tell us a wee bit more about what the aims and what the outcomes of this is going to be, you hope.
Well, as you know, a lot of other counties have a supporters group, and we wanted to launch officially. As you rightly said, there has been one available, but this is the official launch. There's three types of opportunities for people. Some are more corporate, others are more individual. So you have the gold level, which is €5,000 per annum for 3 years. Then you have the green at €2,500 per annum for 3 years. And then you also have the bronze level, which is €1,000 per annum for 3 years, but you can also pay on a monthly direct debit as well. So that makes it a little bit easier. And then there are a number of opportunities with access to occasions, things like some gear as well, and tickets. Yeah. So it's really to try and build on the positivity that we have here now for our hurlers and for our footballers, and also to target very much the support we need for the academy, the building and the development of our young talent. And anyone who's involved in football or hurling will know running a club's expensive, running a county's more expensive. Yeah. And in order to really reflect the needs and support the needs of the development of our hurlers and of our footballers, we have to invest. And I think this gives also an opportunity for people to come together to meet, to chat, and to be very much part of what Donegal is all about.
Yeah. Some people, when they see this, will think, oh, this is just football, senior football orientated, but that's only a part of it. There's a bigger picture here, so there is.
Yeah, so you have all the underage academy, so that's football and hurling from under 14 all the way up to under 20, and then you have your senior men in hurling and your senior men in football. So this covers a huge array of people and clubs all over the county. All of the clubs are represented in one way or another. And if, as I said, when you have to build that talent, support that talent, and develop what we see is our opportunity now. You know, we're on the crest of a wave. I'm just after leaving the hurlers. It's unfortunate they were beaten by 1 point, and they were very strong, very entertaining game of hurling, and it's great that they have now been promoted. We're promoted as well in the football. We're looking forward to a Division 2 league final and moving into championship. So I think we need to build on that momentum, and that's what this is all about.
Yeah. Where do you hope to be in 3 years? Because we can see that the different levels that are within that you said, gold, green and bronze, and they're for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Where do you hope to be after 3 years?
Well, we're taking a strategic view of all of our fundraising activities. Kieran Kelly has been to the forefront as the chairperson with some very fine people on our committee. We have tremendous sponsors, and let that not be forgotten either. We have main sponsors and we have supporting sponsors as well. And people have been very, very good to Donegal, even during the difficult times. So it's very important that that's a two-way thing as well, that we support our sponsors and we, our supporters, support those sponsors, because it's their money. And that's... I think the other thing is that there is a huge enthusiasm now with the openness that there is at county board level with regard to our finances, that people are crystal clear about where the money is needed and what the money is spent on. And I think that'll help as well. We're going to start our strategic plan now for the next 5 years, and the fundraising will have to be built into that as well. So, you know, it's as I said when we were first appointed, the first 3 months was about getting things started and getting our clubs organised. The next 3 months will be stabilising that, and after that we'll be looking at where's the future development and looking at a five-year plan, for that matter, from a financial stability point of view.
Yeah. Are you enjoying your short time you've been on the post already, Mary?
Absolutely. I think it's fantastic. Great colleagues. And, you know, we're going to have a few bumps in the road, but at the same time, everybody is there for the development of football and hurling in this county. And we're doing all people. We'll put on the shirt and we'll support our people.
Okay. Lots of details will, of course, be on the official Donegal social medias and also on the brand new website. Another step forward.
Yes, Sinead has been very, very much to the forefront. I think it was the first thing she said at convention here in Jackson's Hotel was that we needed to upgrade and update our website. So it is launched. It's ready to go, and hopefully it'll have more interaction with our members, with our club supporters and with our clubs, and it'll be a tool for our clubs as well to promote themselves and their occasions, and hopefully for people like yourselves in the media, it'll be as interactive as it needs to be and should be.
Yeah. Well, listen, there's a good atmosphere in the room. There's a good atmosphere around Donegal football at the minute. We expect the same to come in the big match, 7 o'clock start against Meath this evening.
Absolutely. I met a lot of Meath people. There's a lot of Meath people here up for the game, and look, they were all true supporters. supporters in their day as well. So they're all very welcome, but I hope they won't be too disappointed.
No, okay. Listen, Mary, enjoy the launch. We'll be talking to you, I'm sure, in the coming weeks.
Thanks. Thank very you. Much.